Across the United Kingdom, people are feeling mounting pain of red-hot inflation. Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. Good morning. It's a cause and effect we've been talking about for months now, as both the pandemic and now Russia's war in Ukraine continue to put pressure on the world economy. People around the globe are now reeling from the real impact of sky-high food and energy prices due to shortages caused by the war. Fresh numbers here in Britain today show the extent of that pain. Consumer prices jumped 9% in April from a year ago. That's the fastest increase in four decades. The BBC's Will Bain explains the lengths people across this country are willing to go just to save a few pennies.
In the north of England, retiree Christine is hoping small changes will make a big difference to how much she's paying for her energy.
We've actually taken out a light bulb on one light so that we could save on that money. It's really difficult because even though you put in that money in gas and electric, it's still not sufficient. You're still cutting down on your washing and your showers and having your lights on.
Her story is sadly not unique. And on today's numbers, things look set to get worse before they get better. The cost of living in Britain is rising at its fastest pace since 1982. And people like Torsten Bell, the chief executive of the think tank The Resolution Foundation, which focuses on improving living standards, are seriously worried.
This is a huge level of inflation that almost none of us have been used to living through during our working lives. It's a policy nightmare for the Bank of England and for the Treasury, but obviously it's a living standards catastrophe for everyone trying to pay their energy bills and make ends meet.
Those fears have once again reignited calls for what's being called here in the UK a windfall tax, a levy on the extra profits companies like energy firms are making from skyrocketing prices. Here's the finance spokesperson for the opposition Labour Party, Rachel Reeves.
This government are just whacking up taxes on working people, and we're saying actually there is a different way to approach this crisis, and that is asking those with the broadest shoulders, including those gas and oil companies, to pay more in tax at the moment when people are really struggling with their bills.
Well, in response, the government has said the UK needs to have more options when it comes to energy supply to help protect consumers, as Government Minister Liz Truss explained.
It is a very severe situation, but we've also got to have an eye out for the long term. One of the reasons that we're exposed on energy prices is that historically we haven't done enough to invest in technologies like nuclear.
That, though, is obviously not a solution for the here and now. The opposition parties want an emergency budget to try and help the most vulnerable. And for people like retiree Christine, it can't come soon enough.
There's a lot of shame and a lot of guilt. That just makes you feel so worthless, like you don't count.
In London, I'm the BBC's Will Bain for Marketplace.
Well, we know it's not just the UK feeling this inflation pinch. Eurozone inflation stayed at a record 7.4% last month, new data today show. But that was lower than the 7.5% expected. Checking the numbers now, that's keeping a lid on the week's upward stock market momentum here in Europe. The European Stock 600 index is little changed today. It had been up more than 3.5% since Friday. As global oil prices continue to rise, Venezuela says it's ready to restart talks with the U.S. about whether Chevron can begin operating in the country again. That's after Washington said it would drop some sanctions enacted over allegations of electoral fraud and human rights violations. The BBC's Katie Watson has more on that story.
Confirmation that talks would resume came in the form of a photo. The heads of delegation for the opposition and for the government shaking hands. The opposition then issued a statement saying that formal discussions had taken place to try and restart negotiations. Negotiations, it said, should never have been suspended. Last year, Nicolas Maduro walked away from talks after Alex Saab, a Colombian businessman close to the Venezuelan government, was extradited to the US on money laundering charges. Earlier on Tuesday, unnamed US officials were reported as saying sanctions on Venezuela's government would be eased to encourage negotiations, allowing US oil company Chevron to have a license to start negotiating future activity in the country. While it's a move that will be welcomed by millions of Venezuelans who've been hit hard by sanctions, it's early days and not without critics who don't want pressure eased on Nicolas Maduro.
That's the BBC's Katie Watson reporting there. It's been 2 weeks since a leaked Supreme Court document sparked renewed debate over abortion rights in the United States. Now it's an issue the Spanish government is taking up. This week, it unveiled a reform aimed at loosening restrictions on abortion there. The BBC's Guy Hedgecoe has more on that from Madrid.
Abortion is freely available in Spain, but under existing legislation, girls under the age of 18 need parental consent. The new reform, presented by the leftist coalition government, removes that requirement for 16 and 17-year-olds. It also eliminates a mandatory 3-day period during which those who want an abortion are supposed to reconsider their decision. The bill also seeks to provide paid leave for women who suffer severe period pains. A doctor would have to approve the leave, and the state, not the employer, would foot the bill. South Korea and Indonesia have introduced this kind of legislation, but Spain would be the first European country to do so. Irene Montero, Minister for Equality, said the proposed changes will guarantee that women can live better and develop their lives with total freedom. The bill also seeks to promote male contraception and clamp down on surrogacy. The reform will now go to Parliament, and the government hopes it will become law by the end of the year. In Madrid, I'm the BBC's Guy Hedgeco for Marketplace.
And in London, I'm Victoria Craig with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
Hey everyone, it's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.